Macmillan Audio presents Dead End in Norvell. Written and read for you by me, Jack Gantos. Chapter 1. School was finally out, and I was standing on a picnic table in our backyard getting ready for a great summer vacation when my mother walked up to me and ruined it. I was holding a pair of camouflage Japanese World War II binoculars to my eyes and focusing across her newly planted vegetable garden and her cornfield and over ancient Miss Volker's roof and then up the Norvelt Road and past the brick bell tower on my school and beyond the community center, and the tall silver whistle on top of the volunteer fire department, to the most distant dark blue hill, which is where the screen for the Viking drive-in movie theater had recently been erected. Down by my feet, I had laid out all the Japanese army souvenirs Dad had shipped home from the war. He had been in the Navy, and after a Pacific Island invasion in the Solomons, he and some other sailor buddies had blindly crawled around at night and found a bunker of dead Japanese soldiers, half buried in the sand. They stripped everything military off of them and dragged the loot back to their camp. Dad had an officer's sword with what he said was real dried blood along the razor-sharp edge of the long blade. He had a Japanese flag, a sniper's rifle with a full ammo clip, a dented canteen, a pair of dirty white gloves with a scorched hole shot right through the bloody palm of the left hand.